Detective Tony Murphy over number 10, Jay Schneider. Schneider is up. County 6, designated hitter number 18, Colin Moran. Moran to the 8. County 7, confirmed shortstop number 4, Mason McCoy. McCoy at short. County 8, then playing third base number 3, Jose Caballero. Caballero at third. County 9, then playing second base number 14, Ian Wong. Wong at second. Pitching tonight for Tacoma, number 25, Riley O'Brien. O'Brien the pitcher. And the Rainiers are headed by John Russell.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Texas Rangers AAA club, the Round Rock Express. It's game two of a six-game series. Round Rock won the opener yesterday in a day game here. It was a lopsided score, 10-2. Round Rock only scored in two innings. They had 2 5-run rallies, and that was too much for the Red Ears to overcome. The Red Ears offense has been terrific this year, but actually got slowed down yesterday. as Tacoma scored just two runs on three hits and ended up losing the opener. We'll see if things are a little bit different today. The Red Deers have to overcome the call-up of their scheduled starting pitcher. Darren McCacken was supposed to start for the Red Deers tonight, but he got called up by the Mariners prior to their day game at Wrigley Field today. Didn't get into the game for the M's, but congratulations to Darren for getting that big league call-up. That leaves the Red Deers with a bullpen day in today's game. Riley O'Brien is going to make this start. So Riley O'Brien making the start for the Red Deers. And he'll be opposed by Round Rock right-hander Cole Wynn. Wynn making his third appearance of the year. He's 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. So Cole Wynn starts for Round Rock, Riley O'Brien for the Red Deers. Well, we've got more than just a Darren McCacken call-up to discuss. There were other transactions as well today. And they all involve the pitching staff. We'll get to that when the Red Deers pregame show continues right after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers playing game two of this six-game road series in Round Rock tonight. First pitch coming up shortly. We had some more roster moves prior to the game today. We told you about Darren McCacken getting called up. He was supposed to start today. This is a bullpen game for the Red Deers. The Red Deers have added to the bullpen, bringing in A.J. Puckett, a right-hander up from Double-A Arkansas. Puckett has not played Triple-A baseball before, but he does have quite a bit of Double-A experience. And this year, just one game for Arkansas. Remember, their season just started a few days ago this past weekend, and he went two scoreless innings and got a win out of the Arkansas bullpen. So A.J. Puckett with the Red Deers and available in the bullpen for today's game. When the Mariners called up McCacken, they optioned Jose Rodriguez back to Tacoma. Rodriguez is going to rejoin the Red Deers starting rotation and in all likelihood start Sunday's series finale here in Round Rock. They needed to make room on the 40-man roster for Darren McCacken because he was not on it, and they did that by designating for assignment the left-hander Brennan Bernardino. So Bernardino is available to be claimed right now by any other team that wants to keep him on their 40-man roster. And we'll see if that happens or not. If he doesn't get claimed by another team, he'll rejoin the Rainiers. But we have to wait a few days for that to sort out. All right, those are the latest roster moves. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 5-4 under manager John Russell. Leading off playing center field is Cesar Hernandez. Batting second, right fielder Zach DeLoach. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Mike Ford. Jake Shiner hits fifth. He's in left field. Batting sixth is the designated hitter Colin Moran. Mason McCoy hits seventh. He's at shortstop. And batting eighth, third baseman Jose Caballero, with Kian Wong hitting ninth at second base. On the mound, Riley O'Brien. Round Rock is 6-3 this year. They're the Rangers affiliate managed by Doug Davis. They'll lead off with Jonathan Ornelas. Ornelas is at second base. Batting second, Clint Frazier. He's the DH. Hitting third and doing the catching is Sam Huff. In the cleanup spot, Rafael Ortega. He'll play center field. Batting fifth, right fielder Elier Hernandez. Hitting sixth, the first baseman Yoshi Tsutsugo. Batting seventh and playing third base is Blaine Krim. Hitting eighth, left fielder Sandro Fabian, and batting ninth, the shortstop Davis Wenzel. On the mound, Cole Wynn. Wynn 0-1 with a 7.71 ERA. Umpires, Matt Brown has the plate. The crew chief David Arrieta is at third, and Trevor Daniger is at first base. Tacoma and Round Rock, that'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start things off here at the Dell Diamond. Cesar Hernandez is hitting leadoff for the Red Ears. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed against Cole Wynn. Wynn, big right-hander into his motion, and the first pitch of the game is on its way, and it's a fastball called a strike, and we are underway here at the Dell Diamond. Right here's where the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Round Rock in all white. The pitch is an off-speed pitch down and in now to Hernandez, and that evens up the count 1-1. Now Wynn with his next pitch, and it's poured in there for a strike. 1-2. Cole Wynn, high draft pick in 2018 by the Texas Rangers. Into his motion, and the 2-1 to Hernandez misses ball three. 96 miles per hour on that Cole Wynn fastball right there. Correction on the count, 2-2. They just updated the scoreboard. Pitch is swung on and bounced to the second baseman. That's fielded by Ornelas, and he throws out Hernandez at first base. One man is out here on this very pleasant Wednesday evening in Round Rock, Texas. I know I said this yesterday, but we really got lucky with the April trip here. It's not too hot. It's sunny and around 70 degrees today, and just really nice all around. Here's Zach DeLoach, and the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. DeLoach hitting .367 to start his season in his first Triple-A campaign, 11 hits and 30 at-bats, one homer, .472 on base percentage, and he takes a strike on the outside edge. Counts even, 1-1. DeLoach had one of the Rainiers' three hits yesterday. A line drive double that brought in a run. 1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-1. And he grew up in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area, so he has some family and friends in attendance here in Round Rock, just a few hours' drive away. 2-1 pitch. Called a strike, and now it's even to DeLoach, 2-2. Wynn working with catcher Sam Huff. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away, still 2-2. Round Rock's defense, they have Sugo at first base, Ornelas at second, Wenzel at short, and Blaine Krim at third. Now the 2-2 pitch on its way, and it's fouled away. The Round Rock outfield is Sandro Fabian in left, Rafael Ortega in center, and Elier Hernandez in right. Now the 2-2 swung on and fouled away. Still 2-2. Very gentle breeze blowing in from right center at the moment. Now the pitch is a called strike three. Frozen with a curveball, and DeLoach goes down looking. That's the second out at the top of the first inning. So two away. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the hitter. O'Keefe back in there today after getting a day off yesterday in the series opener. Off to a very fast start this year, hitting .444, 12 hits and 27 at-bats, and he takes a pitch up high into the backstop, ball one. And O'Keefe's already hit four homers, which leads the club here in the early going. Now the 1-0 pitch is on its way to O'Keefe, and this is taken for a strike, 1-1 the count. Now O'Keefe swings and lines one to left. Coming in is Fabian. He dives and can't get it, and he completely misses it. And the ball's rolling all the way to the left field fence. And O'Keefe is going to stop at second base as Ortega, the center fielder, went and got the baseball. It's a double for Brian O'Keefe with two outs at the top of the first inning. Fabian went for it all, going for the diving catch, and he didn't get any of it. And O'Keefe has his third double of the season. And now Mike Ford is the hitter. RBI opportunity, and he swings at the first pitch and hits a dribbler up the first baseline and is picked up by Wynn, the pitcher, and he underhands to the first baseman for the putout, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score. The top of the first, they had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Round Rock coming to the plate.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select or request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Rainiers do not score at the top of the first, and now Round Rock comes to the plate in the bottom of the first. Riley O'Brien on the hill for the Red Ears, making the start today in a bullpen game for Tacoma. And O'Brien has pitched twice out of the pen this year and has allowed one earned run in two innings. He'll face Jonathan Ornelas to lead things off, and O'Brien's pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. O'Brien was a starting pitcher for the first 4 years of his pro career. He moved to the bullpen last year, so starting a game is not something he's unaccustomed to. He takes a pitch out, or the next pitch is outside for a ball. Ornelas taking 1-1. Ornelas was not in the lineup last night. He's a AAA rookie for Round Rock. 5-for-28 to start his season. And the pitch from O'Brien is a fastball that misses a little high. Two balls, one strike. O'Brien working with O'Keefe in our all-O battery. Now the 2-1 pitch. Misses ball three, just a smidge high. And O'Brien's behind in the count. Mike Ford's at first tonight. Kian Wong at second. Mason McCoy at short. And Jose Caballero at third. 3-1 pitch grounded to the second baseman, Kian Wong, who gobbles it up and throws to first for the out. And one away at the bottom of the first inning. O'Brien gets Ornelas to bounce out routinely to the second baseman. In the outfield today for Tacoma, Jake Shiner is in left, Cesar Hernandez in center, and Zach Deloach in right. Here's Clint Frazier, one-time Yankees top prospect. And the pitch from O'Brien is on its way. And there's a swing and a miss. Strike one. Frazier was 0-for-3 in the series opener yesterday. Did walk and score. Now the 0-1 on its way from O'Brien. And there's a slider for a strike. Nice pitch. It's actually a curve according to the automated system. So we'll call that a curve for O'Brien. Had a lot of movement to it. 0-2. There it is again. Called strike three. Frazier just watches it go by, and he strikes out on three pitches, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first. Sam Huff is next. So O'Brien making this start out of the bullpen. He's been several days since he pitched, so I'm sure they're hoping he could go at least two innings. But everyone in the pen is ready to go today. Now the pitch is a breaking ball in for a strike. The two guys recently optioned to Tacoma from Seattle, Matt Festa and J.B. Bukauskas, they're both here now and ready to go. So now the pitch to Huff is outside for a ball. They've added A.J. Puckett from AA. He's ready to go. Now the next pitch to Huff, swing and a miss. And the count goes to 1-2. Riley O'Brien, Seattle native. Now with his 1-2 pitch on its way to Huff. And there's a called strike three. Got him with a curve. And O'Brien with back-to-back strikeouts to close out the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down with two strikeouts. We go to the second. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
No score after one inning of play. We go to inning number two tonight in Round Rock, Texas. Jake Scheinert to start things off for the Red Ears. He'll be followed by Colin Moran and Mason McCoy. Scheinert stands in. And he takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. After nine games, Scheinert's played in every game. He's hitting .212 with three homers, seven walks, a .350 on base percentage. And he takes the next pitch for a ball. 2-0. So here's the 2-0 coming from Cole Wynn. And it is in there for a strike now, 2-1. Rainiers did get a hit in the first inning. Brian O'Keefe hit a double, but that came with two outs, and he ended up getting stranded there. Now a swing and a miss by Scheinert, and that evens things up. It's 2-2. Now the next pitch, swung on and fouled away. The 2-2, hit in the air towards right field, racing towards the foul line is Hernandez, but he is going to get there, and he makes the catch for the first out in the top of the second inning. So Scheinert went the other way to right field with a fly ball, but it's caught by Eliar Hernandez. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Moran, 5 for 22 on the season so far, with two homers and seven walks. And he swings and misses at a fastball from Cole Wynn. There's strike one. .95 there. The next pitch is a swing and a miss at another fastball. And there's strike two. Moran is behind in the count 0-2, and he signals to the umpire that he wants to use his timeout, and he steps out of the batter's box to regroup. Now he's back in there and ready to hit, 0-2 the count. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Three straight fastballs, three straight swings and misses, and that's the second out in the top of the second inning. Now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy hitting .324 through nine games with a homer and a .465 on base percentage. Wynn's pitch is in there for a strike. Another fastball. He's just rearing back and throwing the heat to Moran and now McCoy. 0-1 coming from the righty. There's a fastball, but he misses high, and that evens up the count. Quinn was the 15th player chosen in the first round of the 2018 draft. Now the 1-1 is a check swing foul, and the count goes to 1-2. Went drafted out of Orange Lutheran High School in California, but he mostly grew up in Longmont, Colorado. 1-2, grounded to the right side, knocked down at first by Setsugo, picks it up, throws to first, where Wynn is covering, and in a close play, McCoy is out. And that wraps up the inning. Mason McCoy grounds to the first baseman. Setsugo did not field it cleanly, and it gave McCoy a brief opening to maybe leg that out, but credit to the pitcher, Cole Wynn, for being in position to receive the throw once Setsugo recovered the baseball. Three up, three down. Right here's go in order. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and Riley O'Brien's first pitch to Rafael Ortega is in there for a strike. 94-mile-per-hour heater. 0-1 the count to the left-hand swinging Ortega, Major League veteran, opening the season with Round Rock, and he chops one foul first base side. Ortega was in spring training camp with the Yankees and was released on the last day of spring training when he didn't make the big league roster and immediately signed with the Rangers on this minor league deal. 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and O'Brien got him, and there's the first out at the bottom of the second inning. Three straight strikeouts for Riley O'Brien going back to last inning. And now Elier Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez didn't play yesterday, but he's been one of Round Rock's top hitters to start the season. He ducks out of the way of a curveball that was nearly called a strike. Ball one, though. 1-0 the count to Hernandez. Next pitch coming from O'Brien, and there's a curveball that is a strike, and the count's even. Hernandez 8-for-21 on the year, a .381 average with two homers. And he's also drawn six walks and has struck out only twice. And the next pitch is a curve that plunks him. Three straight curves, and the third one hit Hernandez, and he's going to head down to first base. So Elier Hernandez hit by a pitch. Got him on the left side somewhere, possibly the arm. It was kind of hard to see from if it got his arm or body, but it definitely hit him. First base runner for the Express, and now the pitch to Setsugo. is a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Satsugo, left-hand batter, 4-for-22 with a homer on the year. Now O'Brien with a pickoff move and diving back in safely is Hernandez. Hernandez has already attempted two steals this year. He's 1-for-1. Now O'Brien's next pitch, fastball, called a strike. 0-2 the count. Righty from Shorewood High School with the 0-2 pitch, fastball high. Only one other player from his high school has reached the majors, and he's in the majors right now. That's Blake Snell, the lefty currently with the San Diego Padres. Next pitch, strike three. Got him with a curve, and down goes Satsugo, and that is out number two. Blaine Krim will now bat with a runner at first. Right-hand hitter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Now the 1-0. And this is outside, 2-0. Now the 2-0 swung on and pulled between short and third, and that gets through into left field, a base hit for Krim. And that's the first hit of the game for the Express. Hernandez stopping at second. So Blaine Krim, who had two hits last night, or yesterday, it was a day game yesterday, he had two hits in that game, and he has a base hit in his first plate appearance today. So two on, two out for Sandro Fabian. And he swings and misses at a curve there, strike one. Fabian, 3-for-19 to start the season. For Round Rock. He's a 25-year-old outfielder from the Dominican Republic who was in the Giants organization last year. He takes down low for a ball. Fabian getting his first AAA experience to start this season. 1-1, curve inside. That nearly hit Fabian. It was close. So two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a chopper to second. Fielded there by Kian Wong, and he throws to first to get Fabian. And the inning is over. No runs for Round Rock on a hit. There were no errors and two left. Riley O'Brien's done a nice job today. He's probably done after two innings. They're stirring in the right ear's bullpen. But O'Brien delivers two scoreless innings. We head to the third. Tacoma 0, Round Rock 0.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the third inning of play, and the pitch to the Rainiers' leadoff man this inning, Jose Caballero, is taken inside by a hair. There's ball one. Caballero's shown a really good eye at the plate since joining the club for opening day as he takes a strike now, 1-1. He's drawn 9 walks next to 4 strikeouts in 7 games and has also hit a little bit with 6 hits and 18 at-bats. As it is first AAA homer, he takes outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 from Cole Wynn is swung on and hit high in the sky, but pulled foul down the third baseline. The left fielder Fabian raced into the corner for a look, but this is definitely foul and out of play. So the count's even, 2-2 to Jose Caballero. Next pitch coming, and this is outside, ball 3, full count. Three-two pitch coming. Outside, ball 4. There's a leadoff walk. Jose Caballero heads down to first base. Well, yesterday was the first game he played without reaching base. And then he immediately reaches in his first plate appearance today. So here's Kian Wong. Wong was out of the lineup yesterday. Back in there today. He's 3-for-13 with 4 walks this year, and the left-hand hitter takes ball 1 outside. Caballero is 3-for-3 stealing bases already this year. He's being held on by Setsugo. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to straightaway center field. Ortega is there, and he makes the catch for the first down in the inning. Caballero holding at first base, 1 out. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. Hernandez, switch hitter, bats left. Caballero with a big lead, and the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers have a righty. Wait a sec. They have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. I got to take back the righty. I'm not sure on that. Yeah, the pitch is taken for a strike. No, it's definitely a lefty. Oh, to the count. That's Taylor Saucedo warming up in the pen. 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball called, strike 3, and Hernandez seemed to know it. And that's out number 2. Hernandez goes down looking. Cole Wynn with 3 strikeouts early. 2 away in the third inning, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Cole Wynn, by the way, in 2021, 2 years ago, he had a a great year. He was mostly at Double-A Frisco, made 19 starts, had a 2.31 ERA. As now the pitch misses to DeLoach. And then at the end of the season, they promoted him to Triple-A Round Rock for his last two starts of the year, and one of them came against the Rainiers. And I remember being very impressed with his stuff in that game. And all told in his two starts that year, the series went outside, he allowed just 3 runs in 8 innings with 10 strikeouts. And he made the Round Rock rotation last year on opening day, and I figured he was going to be one of the top guys in the league. It was very much the opposite. He made 28 starts and had a 6.51 ERA. Really a disappointing campaign. There goes Caballero. Pitches a swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. They got him. The throw came in on a bounce. And Wenzel, the shortstop, tagged Caballero on his back as Caballero was going in with a head-first dive. And the base umpire, David Arrieta, rung him up. So Caballero caught stealing for his first time this year. And that wraps up the top of the third inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We head to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless. Rainiers having a pure bullpen game today. And Riley O'Brien made the start, and he went 2 scoreless innings. He looked great. Allowed 1 hit, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Did hit a batter with a pitch. But he's done now. And here is the next pitcher, Taylor Saucedo, the lefty. As the Rainiers are starting out with their relievers from Washington, as here's one that misses for a ball. O'Brien out of Shorewood High School. Now Saucedo with a 1-0, and it's in there for a strike. Saucedo pitched at Tacoma Community College in 2013 and is from Tahoma High School in Maple Valley. And now the count moves to 2-1 on Davis Wenzel. Saucedo now with a 2-1 swing and a foul tip, and the count's even 2-2. Now the pitch swung on and hit high in the air to shallow center. Hernandez tracking it in, and Cesar makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the third. Saucedo gets Davis Wenzel to fly out to center field. So one out. And now the lineup turns over. And Jonathan Ornelas will bat for his second time. Now the pitch is a breaking ball outside. Now the pitch down low. Now here's one that misses down low. Now the 3-0 misses ball four. Four-pitch walk, and Ornelas will head down to first base. So first walk issued by Rainier's pitchers tonight, and now Clint Frazier will hit. Saucedo, coming into today, has pitched in three games prior to this one without allowing a run in 3 2/3 innings, surrendering just one hit and one walk while striking out three. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1. Frazier struck out looking against O'Brien in the first. And the pitch is down in the dirt and dug out by O'Keefe. One ball, one strike. Tossed to first by Saucedo, but back in easily standing up is Ornelas. Ornelas has not yet attempted a steal this year, but we've got the same rules they have in the majors. There's another pickoff throw to first, and that means Saucedo can't make any more pickoff throws. If he does, it'll be a balk. Although that resets after the current batter is done and the next hitter comes up. Now Saucedo's pitch is a swing and a miss. So 1-2 to Frazier, and Saucedo's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a slider, and down goes Clint Frazier. And that is the second out of the inning. So two gone for Sam Huff. Power hitting catcher struck out looking in the first. He's 0-1. And the pitch is inside for a ball. No score, bottom of the third inning here at Dell Diamond. Game 2 of 6 in this ballpark for the Red Ears. Now the runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second, skips through into center field, but it's backed up there by Hernandez, and Ornelas will just stop at second base. But he steals it, his first steal of the year, and he's in scoring position now. And the count's even on Huff. It's 1-1. Saucedo is set. Here comes the pitch, and it is down and in for a ball. 2-1. Change up there from Saucedo. Saucedo trying to close out the third inning. And the 2-1 is a swing and a miss, and that evens things up 2-2. Saucedo on the third base end of the rubber. Checks Ornelas, who has his lead at second, and the pitch is swung on and laced foul down the third baseline. Count remains 2-2. Saucedo with a new baseball looks in for the signs. Here's the 2-2. Low, ball three. Another change from Saucedo, but it dipped down low. And Huff did not chase. So 3-2. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a slider, and down goes Huff. Saucedo works a scoreless bottom of the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One left stranded in scoring position. We go to the fourth. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, aka Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the fourth inning here at the Dell Diamond. Right ears. And Express, each with just one hit through the first three innings. Cole Wynn on the mound. He'll face Zach Deloach, who was at the plate when Jose Caballero was caught stealing for the last out in the third. And the pitch to Deloach is a curve that drops in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Deloach. Next pitch from Wynn is swung on and roped to right field. Coming in on it is Hernandez, and he makes the catch. Deloach topspun that ball into right field. Started out high and then just rapidly sunk. And Hernandez came in two or three steps and caught it. So one out in the top of the fourth, and now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is in for a strike. O'Keefe doubled to left in the first inning, extending his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games. It's the only hit for Tacoma so far. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count goes to 0-2. Yeah, the 0-2 is on its way from Wynn. And it swung out and hit of the air down the right field line. Hernandez over for a look, but this slices foul into the seats, out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. So 0-2. Yeah, the pitch coming from Wynn. Check swing on a ball up and in, and he is rung up by the first base umpire on appeal. Strike three. O'Keefe is the second out of the inning. Fourth strikeout for Cole Wynn. And now Mike Ford will be the hitter. Ford had his seven-game hitting streak end yesterday, but his RBI streak got stretched to 8 games because he had a sacrifice fly that brought in a run in yesterday's game. But today he's already batted once with a runner in scoring position, and he grounded out. The RBI streak does rely on some people being on base, although he can drive himself in with a homer. He swings and pops one up foul on the third base side. This might be playable. Krim is not able to get it. It lands in the second row, right past the third base dugout here at the Delt Diamond, which is completely painted over with a purple beer ad. A 1-1, the count to Ford. And Al Wynn with the pitch. And it's a swing and a miss there, strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Mike Ford. And he swings and lashes one in the air to left field, but Fabian is there. He barely has to move, and he makes the catch. The inning is over. Right, here's go in order at the top of the fourth. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Taylor Saucedo beginning his second inning of relief work. He'll face Rafael Ortega, Elia Hernandez, and Yoshi Setsugo. And the pitch to Ortega misses for a ball. 1-0. Couple of left-hand hitters for Saucedo to work on this inning, starting with Ortega. Ortega tries to bunt and bunts it foul. O'Keefe trying to pick it up in the home plate area and make it look like a fair ball, but no such luck. So just a foul ball, one ball, one strike. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Saucedo throws a fastball, called strike three. Down he goes. And Saucedo strikes out Ortega on four pitches. That's his third strikeout in an inning and a third. And now Elier Hernandez is the bat. In case you missed the news or joined us late, Rainiers are having a bullpen day today because the scheduled starting pitcher, Darren McCacken, got called up to the big leagues by the Mariners early today. As here's one down and into Hernandez. McCacken back in the majors for the first time since 2021. Hernandez skies a fly ball to straightaway center, and Cesar Hernandez is just waiting, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Hernandez flies to center, and now Yoshi Setsugo will be the batter. Setsugo struck out earlier. He's 0 for 1. So congrats to D-Mac for getting back up. You know, he got that call in 21 and made two appearances for the Mariners, one start and one after an opener. It was basically two starts. And one, his first outing was really good, and his second one was the opposite. The Astros hit him in the second one. Now the pitch to Setsugo is a swing and a miss. But he threw really well in his first appearance at Coors Field. And then he hasn't seen the big league since. And it's been a whole year here last year watching guys get called up left and right. And he ended up leading the league in strikeouts. And was on the leaderboard in ERA. Never got a look last year, though. 2-1 to Setsugo. Hit in the air to right field. This has carry to it. Deloach is back. He's going to have room. Shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Setsugo flies to right. And Sacedo works the 3-up, 3-down bottom of the fourth. So we'll head to the fifth. Tacoma and Round Rock scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock as we move to the fifth inning of play here at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. Jake Shiner to lead off the fifth for Tacoma against the right-hander Cole Wynn. Wynn's into his motion and his pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. This is the first of four straight night games here in Round Rock. We'll be with you at 5:05 Pacific tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. It's 2 hours later here in Round Rock than it is back home. And then we'll wrap up with a day game on Sunday. Right here has come home and open a homestand on Tuesday. Here's a chopper in the hole, backhanded by Wenzel. Throw to first is in time for the out. Nice arm on the shortstop, Davis Wenzel, to throw out Shiner. One away at the top of the fifth. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Right here's our home next week against El Paso. First game on Tuesday, the 18th. Now the pitch to Moran is up high for a ball, 1-0. At El Paso, who's playing a homestand right now, currently has Fernando Tatis Jr. on a rehab assignment. He's going to be activated by the Padres on the 20th. Next pitch to Moran is in for a strike. El Paso is home until the 16th. They have the 17th as an off day when they're going to travel to Tacoma. And then the 18th on through, they have games at Cheney. So there's a swing and a foul back by Moran. Now, if the Padres are going to activate Tatis on the 20th, I don't know if they want him to have 3 days off prior to that, which is what he would have if he does not come to Tacoma. But maybe they don't care. I don't know. But it seems like it's sort of a 50-50 chance that Tatis might play at Cheney Stadium next Tuesday. Maybe more like 40% chance he plays. We can only wait and find out. Too early to really know for sure. Next pitch to Moran, misses for a ball. 2-2 the count. Tatis has never played in Tacoma before. In fact, he didn't play AAA baseball at all on his way to the big leagues. He went straight up from AA. Here's a hot shot to second. It's fielded by Ornelas, who throws out Moran at first, and two men are gone at the top of the fifth. That'll bring Mason McCoy to the plate. Speaking of Tatis, he and his teammates for now, the El Paso Chihuahuas, were in a ridiculous game last night at home in El Paso against Albuquerque. Pitch to McCoy. It's a breaking ball for a strike. Albuquerque led 8-4 to the bottom of the eighth inning. El Paso scored four in the bottom of the eighth to tie it 8-8. And they weren't even close to being done scoring yet, as here's a swing and a miss by McCoy. So they went to the ninth at 8-8. Albuquerque scored five runs in the top of the ninth, and they needed all five of them because El Paso scored four in the bottom of the ninth, all with two outs, and they had the tying runner in scoring position when the final out was finally recorded. So Albuquerque won 13-12 in a game they led 8-4 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Now a swing and a drive into the left field corner, and that's going to get down and be a base hit for Mason McCoy. He's digging for second and will make it there with a stand-up double. The Red Deers have their second hit of the night. Mason McCoy doubles to the left field corner, and he's in scoring position for Jose Caballero. Caballero walked his first time up. Now it's RBI time. See if he can come through with two outs. In that Albuquerque-El Paso game yesterday, the Albuquerque catcher, new player this year, Daniel Cope, he was 4-for-5 with a homer and four runs batted in. And he's their number two catcher. And for El Paso, Tatis went 3-for-4. And former Rainier Luis Liberato hit a three-run homer. Liberato, part of the Rainier's championship team in 2021. A big part of it. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, and it... Caballero was hit on the elbow by it, and he is not being awarded first base. The plate umpire, Matt Brown, says Caballero stuck his elbow out with the elbow guard on it and intended to get hit by the pitch. And John Russell, the Red Deers manager, doesn't particularly care for that. And he is out there to speak with the home plate umpire, Matt Brown. And the conversation is brief, but that's a call you rarely see, although you do see it every now and then. Caballero standing in, and he got a pitch that was maybe out over the plate, and he kind of stuck his elbow out there. He's wearing the elbow guard, and the umpire said he did not attempt to get out of the way of the pitch. And John Russell heard the explanation and decided not to pursue it any further. Caballero now getting reset in the batter's box. They have called it a ball. So that was ball one to Caballero. I thought they were actually going to call a strike on that. But no, the umpires put up ball one using his left hand for the balls, right hand for the strikes. Pitch to Caballero, lined up the middle and into left center field, a base hit. This is a better result. McCoy's around third, and he's going to score on the RBI single by Jose Caballero. They didn't like it, let him take first base when he was hit by the pitch, so he singles in the run instead. McCoy scoring from second, and the Red Deers draw first blood tonight. 1-0 Tacoma in the top of the fifth inning. Jose Caballero comes through with two outs, his seventh RBI in 8 games that he has played in this season. Now Kian Wong is the batter, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Caballero was caught stealing earlier. We'll see if he's on the move again. With 2 outs, it's a possibility for sure. Next pitch is a little low to Wong. 2-0. There's the 2-0. And it's inside, ball 3. So Wong way out ahead of the count, 3-0. In the Red Ears bullpen, Matt Festa is throwing, so it looks like he'll be coming in the bottom of this inning. Pardon me, 3-0 pitch is low, ball 4. So Wong draws the walk, and Caballero will take second, and the Red Ears have 2 on with 2 out for Cesar Hernandez. And now we're going to get a trip to the mound from the Round Rock pitching coach, Dave Borkowski. Borkowski in his first year as the Round Rock pitching coach. One-time player here. Former big leaguer. Conference on the mound breaks up. Here comes Cesar Hernandez. We'll see if he can come through in the clutch. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. Caballero at second and Wong at first. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul, and Hernandez's bat shattered. And a big chunk of wood went flying up the first baseline. And Hernandez clearly needs a new stick. And one of his teammates tosses him one from the bat rack, and he's already reapproaching the plate. 0-1 the count to Hernandez. And Wynn is set. Here we go. The next pitch is an off-speed pitch inside, a change. 1-1 now to Cesar Hernandez. There comes the 1-1. And it's swung out and fouled back. So 1-2. Runners take their leads. 2 down, top of the 5th. A run is in. The 1-2 pitch to Cesar Hernandez, swung on and drilled. Right field and deep. Hernandez back, still back. It's over his head and up against the fence. Trotting in and scoring is Caballero. Behind him is Wong. He's going to score as well. In at second base with a long double and 2 runs batted in is Cesar Hernandez. And the Red Ears have scored 3 runs all after there were 2 outs and no one on base. And they lead 3-0 in the top of the 5th inning. Cesar Hernandez just drilled that pitch over the head of the right fielder. That's his 4th double in just 7 games with Tacoma. He led the American League in doubles in the COVID-shortened season of 2020. Pitch to Deloach is drilled to right. Back is Hernandez, and he hauls it in for the final out of the inning. A line drive to Eliar Hernandez in right. And Deloach is retired, and that ends the top of the 5th. But Tacoma puts 3 on the board, 3 runs on 3 hits. There were no errors and 1 runner left. We go to the bottom of the 5th inning. It's Tacoma 3, Round Rock nothing.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn.
with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays.
Ooh.
Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, the Red Ears just broke through with the first three runs of the game, and they lead 3-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Festa, in from the pen. The 30-year-old New Yorker recently optioned to Tacoma as the Mariners have been juggling the bullpen in recent days, trying to get through a stretch of extra inning games and then the high-scoring game in Wrigley. And Festa, because he had an option left, was one of the guys who ended up getting moved down to the Rainiers. And his first pitch to Blaine Krim is outside for a ball, 1-0. Festa, Mariners' seventh-round pick in 2016. Now his pitch to Krim is in there for a strike. Festa, it appears, was charged with a pitch clock violation. Anyway, they've got the count at 2-1. Now the pitch is inside. That's ball three. Three and one the count. Festa fires, and this one is swung on and hit foul down the first baseline and out of play. Festa pitched in three games for Seattle this year. Didn't have as good control. He walked six batters in 3 1/3 innings, which is unlike him, and I'm sure that's one of the reasons he was optioned. Well, the count now full on Blaine Krim. Payoff pitch, breaking ball inside. He lost him, a leadoff walk for Krim. He'll head down to first base. Festa's in relief of Taylor Saucedo, who was terrific with two scoreless innings without allowing a hit. Saucedo walked one and struck out three through 30 pitches. Now Sandro Fabian is the hitter. Pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 to Fabian. Fastest 1-0 is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Outside, ball three. Wow. When Festa came to the Red Ears for a brief stint last year, it was just utter domination when he was on the mound here. Now the 3-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Fabian swinging away on the 3-0 count. It moves to 3-1. Fest has been with the Red Ears for at least part of the season, usually a brief part, each season since 2019. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Here's the 3-1 to Fabian. And it's up and in, ball four. So back-to-back walks start the bottom of the fifth inning. Not what Festa was looking for, especially right after the Red Ears scored three runs to take the lead. And Brian O'Keefe will go to the mound and talk to Festa. Slow things down a little bit. Right, here's with the three runs at the top of the fifth. Have now scored first in 8 of the 10 games they have played this year. And the first 7 games that the Red Ears scored first, they went 4-3. Conference on the mound breaks up. Here's Davis Wenzel, right-hand hitter. And Festa's pitch is a breaking ball inside, ball one. Festa pitched twice in the Mariners playoffs last year. It's the 1-0 breaking ball in there for a strike. The sweeper, the new designation for a slider. Now the 1-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Another sweeping slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Festa pitched 2 scoreless innings in that 18-inning marathon against the Astros in the playoffs. Here's a swing and a grounder, foul, third base side. Still 1-2 to Wenzel. So still a ball and 2 strikes. Festa trying to put away Davis Wenzel. Here's his pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. Threw him a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, but Wenzel got a piece of it. Now Festa's 1-2, breaking ball outside, 2-2. On deck is Jonathan Ornelas. Now here's a pitch just outside, ball three, full count. Well, he's walked the first 2 batters to come to the plate this inning, and now it's a full count to Davis Wenzel. Festa's ready, and the payoff pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. So we'll do it again. Now the 3-2 again, swing and a miss, strike three. Festa fans Davis Wenzel for the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. And he needed that. What a way. And now Ornelas will be the batter. Bornelas has grounded out and walked so far. Here's the pitch, and it is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, inside, ball two. And Festa's behind in the count here. Bornelas has been walking a lot. He hasn't had many hits since the start of this season, his first AAA season, but he's been drawing a lot of walks in the early going, and it's a 2-0 count. Runners with their leads. Festa's pitch is outside with a slider. Ball three. So 3-0 to Bornelas with Clint Frazier on deck. Here comes the 3-0 pitch, and it's outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk loads the bases. Krim takes third, Fabian to second, Bornelas with his second walk of this game. Bases are loaded with one out for Clint Frazier, and Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears pitching coach, is going to go to the mound and talk to Festa. He's just having trouble landing his pitches here. We'll take a look at what happened in other games last night. Told you about Albuquerque hanging on for the Wild 13-12 win at El Paso. Some other scores. Salt Lake beat Las Vegas 11-5, but Joe Adell had his home run streak end. They scored 11 runs, but he was not involved. He went 0-4. So his home run streak ended at 6 straight games with a homer. New Salt Lake franchise record. They did get a grand slam home run from Trey Cabbage with a salami last night for Salt Lake. And they had homers from Chad Wallach and Andrew Velazquez as well. Here's the pitch now to Clint Frazier, and it's outside for a ball. Sacramento hammered Reno 14-4. Matt Beatty was 4-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. And Casey Schmidt had 2 hits and scored 3 runs. 1-0 to Frazier, swing and a miss. Sometimes you do wonder, Festa's having trouble throwing strikes. He's missed with 5 straight pitches, and there's Frazier swinging away. So now the count's 1-1. And now Festa's next pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count's 1-2. Festa's out in front. And Oklahoma City beat Sugarland in 10 innings, 4-3. They were down in the ninth. They tied it on an RBI double by, they tied it on a bases-loaded walk by Ryan Ward in the ninth. And then they won in the 10th on a sac fly hit by Devin Mann. Bouncer back to the mound. Festa has it. Goes to Wong. There's one on to first. Is it time for the out? A double play. The throw was wild. Ford had to reach way down the first baseline to reel it in. He picked it on a hop and kept his foot on the bag. And the Red Ears turned the inning-ending double play on a chopper back to the mound. Festa to the second baseman Wong, to the first baseman Mike Ford. They get out of the jam. No runs for Round Rock. No hits or errors, and 2 runners left on. We go to the 6th inning. It's Tacoma 3, Round Rock nothing.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future.
Learn more at multicare.org.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. Right here is escaping a jam in the bottom of the fifth, and they lead 3-0. Brian O'Keefe leads off the sixth. New pitcher Josh Spores, and the first pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Right here's turned that double play in the to end the fifth. It was not the most aesthetically pleasing double play, as a check swing, and they say O'Keefe went around 1-1. The pitcher to second to first double play featured two throws that were not online, but outs were recorded. Now the pitch to O'Keefe is blasted to right. Hernandez is going back, still going back at the track, but this ball is gone. A home run for Brian O'Keefe to right center field into the Red Ears bullpen. O'Keefe with his fifth home run of the season, and the Red Ears now lead it 4-0. So O'Keefe lifts one out of here to right. And the Red Ears adding a run. And now Mike Ford is the batter. O'Keefe has doubled and homered in this one. Pitch to Ford is inside for a ball. So anyway, on that double play, the throw from Wong, he had to reach to pull in a throw that was not right on the money to record the out at second and then relay it to first as Ford swings and misses. And his relay to first was offline, and Ford, playing first, had to stretch to pull in the throw on a hop. He now pops one up, foul on the third base side. This is playable. Krim in foul territory makes the catch. Ford is retired for the first out of the inning. It looked like Ford on that double play may have had his foot off the bag for a moment and tried to get it back on the base. And while we were in the commercial break there, the Round Rock manager, Doug Davis, went out there and argued for a while with the first base umpire, Trevor Daniger. Now the pitch to Shiner is fouled away. Right here's now leading 4-0. This new pitcher, by the way, Josh Spores, is actually technically on a rehab assignment from the Texas Rangers. He's on the Rangers injured list with a sprained ankle. His next pitch is bounced on two hops to third. Krim has it, fires to first in time to get Shiner for the second out of the inning. So Shiner bounces out. Now Colin Moran is the hitter. Spores, 29-year-old righty, pitched 19 games out of the Rangers bullpen last year, 63 games for him in 2021. Pitch is in for a strike to Moran, 0-1 the count. One swing and a foul tip at the plate. So Moran's behind in the count, 0-2. And the pitch to Colin is a called strike three. A curveball froze him, and that's the final out of the inning. But the Red Ears had a run on the Brian O'Keefe homer, his fifth of the year. A solo shot. It was the only hit. No one left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 4, Round Rock nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We move on to the bottom of the sixth. It is Tacoma 4. Round Rock nothing. New pitcher for the Rainiers, left-hander Blake Wyman in from the pen. Matt Festo went one scoreless inning without allowing a hit. He walked 3 and struck out 1 and got a key double play to escape the jam. So Wyman, the lefty, is on to face Sam Huff, and he throws a breaking ball that misses ball 1. Wyman appearing in his 4th game for the Red Ears. No, 0-1 with a 4.91 ERA. Throws the curve outside. 2-2. Coming to Huff. And there's a fastball for a strike. 91 on the gun. 2-1. Check it out, our Mariners Farm Report, as Wyman's ready with his 2-1 pitch. And it's bounced towards the shortstop. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. And one man's gone at the bottom of the 6th inning. Huff grounds out to shortstop. And now Rafael Ortega will hit. Mariners AA affiliate, the Arkansas Travelers, had their home opener yesterday, and good crowd, 4,214. And they saw a thriller, 4-4 game going to the 9th, and visiting Springfield scored at the top of the 9th to take a 5-4 lead, only to see the Mariners affiliate win it in the bottom of the 9th with a walk-off, as here's a foul by Ortega, left-hand hitter. Robbie Tenorowicz, new to the organization this year, had a game-winning 2-run single in the bottom of the 9th to give Arkansas the 6-5 win. 0-1 pitch, fouled away. Josh Morgan, who was with the Red Ears last year but was on the injured list most of the season, healthy now. He's with Arkansas to start the year, and he had 2 hits and 2 runs batted in last night. ...0-1 pitch, bounced foul, first base side. The starting pitcher for the AA club last night was Brian Wu. They have a very good rotation with several interesting prospects in it. Wu was one of them. He went 4 scoreless innings, giving up 1 hit and 1 walk while striking out 7. Very good outing for his first start of the year. 0-1 pitch to, or 0-2 to Ortega is outside for a ball. 1-2. And Devin Sweet, who has been with Arkansas forever, he tossed 2 scoreless innings last night. 0-2. Now a swing and a grounder right to second. Wong has it and throws to Ford at first for the out, and Ortega is retired. 2 gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Eliar Hernandez will be the batter. Also on the Mariner farm, Advanced Class A Everett played their first road game. It was at Hillsboro in that little park they have there off Highway 26 just east of Portland. Through the tunnel and out there a few miles. There it is, Hillsboro Hops. That's where the Aqua Sox were last night. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Hernandez. And they lost 4-3. Yeah, the Mariners affiliate did. Catcher Harry Ford had a hit and two walks, stole a base, scored a run. 0-1 to Hernandez, swinging a foul tip. And Tyler Locklear, a draft pick last year, one of the Mariners' top picks last year, not the first rounder, but I think he was second. He had two hits and drove in a run, stole a base for the Aqua Sox. But they lost 4-3. Oh, 2 to Hernandez, swinging a foul back. Starting pitcher for Everett was Reed Van Scoter. He went four innings, allowed two hits, no earned runs, struck out six. He was drafted last year out of Coastal Carolina. Reed Van Scoter. Don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Here's a bouncer to third, fielded by Caballero. Fires to first. It pulls Ford off the bag. He couldn't keep a foot on it this time. Caballero is going to get hit with his first error of the season. It seemed like a routine play, but the throw sailed on him. So runner at first with two outs. And now Yoshi Susutko is the hitter, Sutsugo. 4-0 Tacoma in the bottom of the sixth. And here's a swing and a foul towards the press box. Did it get anyone over there? Sounds like it did. At the end of the inning, I'll check and see if there are any casualties. Wyman now with the pitch, and it's outside for a ball. One other on the Mariner farm, low class A Modesto had their home opener last night and lost to the A's affiliate Stockton 6-2. Modesto opened the season with three road wins, and then they come home and lose their home opener, so they're 3-1. They'll pitch in for a strike to Sutsugo. They had only four hits last night. One of them was a double by Cole Young, last year's first-round pick out of a high school in Pennsylvania. Now Wyman with his next pitch to Sutsugo is a breaking ball called, strike three, and down goes Sutsugo, and that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. First strikeout for Wyman. No runs for Round Rock in the sixth. No hits. There was one error and one left. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 4, Round Rock nothing.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most.
Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We go to the seventh inning right here. Is leading in Round Rock 4-0. New pitcher for Round Rock, right-hander Joe Barlow, on in relief of Josh Spores, who went one inning, allowed one hit and one run. No walks, one strikeout. So Barlow in, the right-hander, to face Mason McCoy, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. McCoy's double with two outs in the fifth inning started a three-run rally. He's 1-for-2 in this game with the run scored. The next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Barlow, by the way, is appearing in his second game this year. He's worked one scoreless inning. So the 0-2 pitch to McCoy is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Goes down on three pitches, and one away, the seventh. Well, during the break, as promised, I went over and checked on the main press box to see if there were any casualties after that foul ball went in there, and there were no casualties, one wounded. Aubrey Painter, the manager of communications for the Round Rock Express, part of their PR term, she said the foul ball hit a telephone. They have an actual telephone, like from the last century. They have a telephone, as here's a drive into center. This is well struck, but right at Ortega, who makes the catch, and Caballero makes an out for the first time today, lining out to center, two down. And now Kian Wong will bat. The foul ball hit the telephone. And then it bounced and hit Aubrey in her back, she said. But she's okay. So everyone's alive over there. It was all thumbs up. And a pitch to Kian Wong is outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainier scored three runs in the fifth, one of the sixth. They've had one hit shutout pitching for six innings from four different pitchers in this bullpen game. It's gone really well so far for the Rainiers. We'll see if they can keep it up in the final three innings. Next pitch to Wong was up high. 2-0 the count to the Rainier's second baseman. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Now a swing and a foul back. Counts even 2-2. Here comes the next pitch to Wong. And it is an off-speed pitch down and in, ball three. Now a swing and a miss on the full count pitch. Wong goes down swinging, and that does it for the Red Ears at the top of the seventh inning. Three up, three down. Joe Barlow strikes out two of the three he faces. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Round Rock. It's Tacoma 4, Round Rock nothing.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound Splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Four nothing, Tacoma with a lead here in Round Rock as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Blake Wyman begins a second inning relief work. He'll face Blaine Krim leading off the bottom of the seventh. He throws a breaking ball that misses. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch, breaking ball outside. Two and down. And now a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Well, the Rays did it again. They beat the Red Sox 9-7 today to improve their record to 12-0. Just absolutely amazing. Next pitch is in for a strike. Counts even 2-2. Now, the schedule has helped them. We've talked about this. The schedule helped them because they had the games early against Washington and Oakland, neither of which is a team that is actually trying to win this year. So now the next pitch from Wyman is fouled away. Still 2-2 to Krim. But now they've just swept the Red Sox. They are 12-0. Here's a swing and a fly down the right field line. Foul. 1982, the Atlanta Braves won 13 in a row to start the season. And then 5 years later in 1987, the Brewers started the year 13-0. Now the 2-2 is outside, ball three. So the Rays are 12-0. I don't know what their magic number is, but they have not yet clinched a playoff spot. And actually, history says that there's no guarantee they're going to make the playoffs, even though they're 12-0. 3-2 to Krim. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Blaine Krim, and Wyman has his second strikeout. The 87 Brewers, who began the year 13-0, just a few weeks later had a 12-game losing streak. But then they flipped it around and finished the year 20 games over 500, but it was 1987. They didn't have the expanded playoffs then, and they were not in the pennant race, as it turned out, at 91 and 71. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Fabian. Now here's one down low for a ball. The 82 Braves, who started the year 13-0, did win their division. They were in the National League West back then because geography didn't matter at that time in baseball history. Or they just weren't very good at it. I don't know. But anyway, the Braves won the National League West in 89 and 73. They clinched it on the last day of the season. This is a memory from my youth. Joe Morgan knocked out the Dodgers with a three-run homer, playing for the Giants at the end of his career, the lifelong Cincinnati Reds superstar and Hall of Famer. Sears a swing and a foul out of play. And then, so the Braves made it to the playoffs, and then they got swept by the Cardinals in the NLCS. And the Braves had the National League MVP that year, Dale Murphy. And Murph never played in another playoff game after that. Sears a swing and a foul back by Fabian. So 13 is the record to start the season. As now a ball has been charged to Wyman on a pitch clock. 2-2 the count. Now the pitch grounded right back to Wyman, and he fields it and throws to first, and Fabian is retired for out number two. So two down for Davis Wenzel. Rays need one more win to tie the record of 13 in a row. Pitch is inside to Wenzel. There's ball one. Red Ears lead 4-0. Two outs at the bottom of the seventh. Now the 1-0 fouled away. One-one. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Wyman trying to close out the seventh. 2-1 pitch. Pulled deep down the left field line, but it hooks and goes foul. Home run distance on that foul ball off the bat of Davis Wenzel. Time called. Wenzel steps out for a moment. Two-one pitch swung on and looped towards short and over the leaping McCoy and into left center, and that's a two-out single for Davis Wenzel. Just the second hit of the game for the Express, and their first one since the second inning when Blaine Krim singled to left field. Now Jonathan Ornelas will be the batter. Ornelas, right-hand hitter, is grounded out, and he is twice walked, so he's 0 for 1, and he takes a strike. Now here's a breaking ball that misses. 1-1. Now here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. What a two to Ornelas. Now the pitch is a breaking ball called ball two. just off the plate outside. The Red Ears players on the field. You see this sometimes. Everyone took a step towards the dugout. They thought that was strike three. But we're using the automated system tonight, and it had it outside. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Ornelas from Wyman, and this one is definitely outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2 with two outs. The runner at first, Wenzel, will be on the move. Ornelas has worked a full count. Here comes the payoff pitch from Wyman. And it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Got a piece of O'Keefe. He's going to need to walk that off. Goes for a little stroll around behind home plate. The umpire buys him some time by taking the new baseball and walking it out to the mound and handing it to Wyman. Still 3-2 to Ornelas. So the runner, Wenzel, will be off again with the pitch. Wyman is ready. And the 3-2. Swing and a foul back again. Still a full count. Right here's with a right-hander throwing in the bullpen. It's J.B. Bukauskas, freshly returned from the big leagues. Now the runner goes, 3-2 pitch. Another foul ball by Ornelas. He has fouled off three consecutive full count pitches. Four nothing Rainiers in the bottom of the seventh. And the 3-2 again, breaking ball low, ball four. And after all that, Ornelas walks. And there are two on with two out. The Rainiers have to decide if they want to go to Bukauskas now or give Wyman another hitter. Well, that decision's been made. They're going to give him another hitter, but they're also going to give him a rest first. Jairo Cuevas, the Rainiers pitching coach, is walking out to the mound to talk to Wyman and just let him take a break here for a moment. Maybe talk a little bit about how to pitch to Clint Frazier, who's coming up. Frazier's 0-3 on the night. Conference broken up by the plate ump. So Frazier's 0-3 with two strikeouts and a double play grounder. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch from Wyman, and there's a breaking ball over for a strike. Now the 0-1 coming. And it swung on and fouled back. That is strike two. Yeah, the 0-2. Down low, 1-2. Someone yelled out to Wyman to throw the fastball. Well, he hasn't been doing that here to these last couple of hitters. He's really been coming with a lot of sliders. Runners at first and second with two outs. One ball, two strikes to Frazier. And Wyman's pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with a slider, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. No run score for Round Rock. They had a hit. They leave two runners on base. We go to the eighth inning here in Round Rock, Texas. It's Tacoba 4, the Express nothing.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the eighth inning. Tacoba leading 4-0 over the Round Rock Express. And they'll try to add on in the top of the eighth. It'll be Cesar Hernandez, Zach Deloach, and Brian O'Keefe at the top of the order coming to the plate. Round Rock brings in a new pitcher. It's a man with no shortage of first names. It's Daniel Robert. And Robert is appearing in his fourth game for the Express. He is not allowed a run yet in four innings of work, allowing just one hit. And his first pitch to Cesar Hernandez misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Hernandez is 1-for-3. That one hit, a big one. A two-out, two-run double in the fifth. Next pitch is swung on and fouled away. Count goes to 1-1. Daniel Robert, 27-year-old right-hander from Hoover, Alabama. Next pitch fouled back by Hernandez. Robert with a 1-2 pitch. And it's inside for a ball. Two and two to Cesar Hernandez. Robert's got some heat, hitting 98 on the gun. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball up high. Ball three. Robert's late to pitching. He only pitched 15 innings at college at Auburn. He was a outfielder and first baseman when he was there. 3-2 pitch is looped out into left field, and in comes Fabian, and he makes the catch, and Hernandez is retired one away in the eighth, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Robert was not drafted out of college. He signed with the Rangers as a minor league, you know, as a free agent just because he was undrafted, and the Rangers converted him to pitching, but he had immediately had to have Tommy John surgery. So he didn't pitch. And then there was the pandemic. And so he's really trying to be a late bloomer at age 27. And he's got a power arm. He could end up with the big in the big leagues out of the bullpen for the Rangers, throwing 98-mile-per-hour heat. Oh, one pitch now is up high to Deloach, 1-1. The Rangers did bring him to big league spring training camp this year. He throws a fastball for a strike now to Deloach. 97 on the gun. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three with a breaking ball on the outside edge. DeLoach looked like he wanted to complain about that call, and then he remembered that, oh yeah, it's AAA now, and they're using the automated system. I can't argue with the computer. It was a slider that just barely nicked the outside edge of the strike zone. Here's O'Keefe, 2-for-3 with a double and a homer. And he swings and hits one in the air to shallow left. In is Fabian, out is Wenzel. Fabian, the left fielder, calls off the shortstop, but he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. The Rainiers go in order at the top of the eighth inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's still Tacoma 4, Round Rock nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Right here is leading in Round Rock 4-0. And they now bring in J.P. Bukauskas to work the bottom of the eighth inning in his return to the team after he got called up by the Mariners for a couple days as his pitch to Sam Huff is in there, a swing and a miss. There's strike one. He pitched in one game for the Mariners. And it was that game at Cleveland, as here's a foul out of play. It was on April 9th, which was Sunday, the last game of that series. It was the 12-inning game that was wild in the extra innings. And that's when Bukauskas was out there. Is 0-2 to Huff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Sam Huff. And Bukauskas showed his really good stuff in that game against Cleveland. Just tremendous movement on his pitches. But he also, he has so much movement, it's not easy to control. And in that game, he ended up allowing two runs in the bottom of the, was that the 10th or the 11th? It was the 11th. As here's a pitch that's a strike to Ortega. The Mariners had scored twice in the top of the 11th, and Cleveland tied it against JB in the bottom of the 11th. And then Cleveland ended up winning the game in the 12th. This next pitch is down low to Ortega. Mariners won today in a much-needed victory to end their little three-game losing streak. Here's one down low for a ball to Ortega. They beat the Cubs 5-2 today in a normal baseball game, which the Mariners really needed to help stabilize the pitching. They could thank Logan Gilbert for going 6 2/3 and allowing one run. So here's a pitch inside to Ortega. They had some offensive heroics. Teoscar Hernandez and Jared Kelnick hit back-to-back homers in the eighth inning. Now here's one in there for a called strike to Ortega, and the count is full. Bukauskas with his 3-2 pitch to Rafael Ortega, and it's a swing and a bouncer foul. Bukauskas was optioned back to Tacoma, so he's still on the Mariners 40-man roster. Here's the 3-2, and it's swung on and fouled away. Great to see Kelnick have a big series at Wrigley, and just really good to see him doing well this season so far. Have some positive results in the big leagues. So here's a pitch inside to Ortega, ball four, and he's on with one out. And it's good for a lot of reasons. Obviously, it's good for the Mariners. It's good for Jared. We had Kelnick here so much last year and the year before. I don't think he really had anything left to learn in AAA, so it was important for him to get off to a good start for Seattle this year, and that has happened. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Hernandez, 0-1 the count. Bukauskas is set. Next pitch coming. Check swing foul, out of play, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Elier Hernandez. And the pitch is low. Hernandez does not chase. 1-2. And now a swing and a miss, strike three. And Hernandez has struck out, and Bukauskas with a couple of strikeouts here in the bottom of the eighth. Two away, and now Yoshi Setsugo is the hitter. Setsugo 0-3 with two strikeouts. And the pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike one. A lot of sliders from Bukauskas in this appearance so far. 0-1 coming, and it is a fastball. Outside, 95 on the gun. Counts even, 1-1. Next delivery, inside for a ball. 2-1. And the 2-1 is low, ball three. So he's behind in the count, 3-1. Runner at first with two away. Three-one pitch, grounded up the middle and through past the diving McCoy into center field. That's a base hit. Ortega with some good base running goes all the way to third. Single up the middle for Setsugo. And Round Rock has runners at the corners with two outs. Rainiers lead 4-0 in the bottom of the eighth. Blaine Krim coming to the plate for the Express. He's been a tough out for the Rainiers in the first two games of this series. three for five with a walk so far in this series, including one for two tonight. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Bukauskas. Bukauskas, by the way, grew up in Virginia. Went to high school in Ashburn, Virginia, and then played college baseball. Very good program, University of North Carolina. Turns out a lot of pro prospects, high draft picks. And Bukauskas was a starter there. Got drafted by Houston. Was a starter in the low minor leagues for them, worked his way up to double A, and in 2019 got traded to the Diamondbacks in a Zach Greinke deal. Here's a swing and a hot shot in the hole. Nice backhand by McCoy. Throws across his body to second base for the force out on Setsugo, and that ends the bottom of the eighth inning. Mason McCoy with a nice play in the hole on that ball Blaine Krim hit, and it closes out the eighth. No runs on a hit, and two runners left on base. Round Rock has not scored yet. They've left 10 on base in this game. We go to the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Round Rock nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Round Rock nothing. Right here is coming to the plate in the top of the ninth. Mike Ford to lead things off. He's 0 for 3 today without an RBI. His string of eight straight games with an RBI is on the line, and he takes a strike from the right-hander Daniel Robert, 0-1 the count. In this instance, he can only pick up an RBI if he homers. Now the 0-1 pitch to Ford is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 from Robert is down and in, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And here's a swing and a grounder, right side, backhand pickup by Ornelas, and he throws out Ford at first base, one away in the top of the ninth inning. And now Jake Shiner will be the hitter. Shiner 0 for 3 today. Right here, scored three runs with a two-out rally in the fifth. And then O'Keefe hit a solo homer in the sixth. Here's the pitch to Shiner, and it's called a strike with a breaking ball, 0-1. Now a swing and a grounder, right side into the hole and through into right field. A base hit for Shiner between first and second. Going to the opposite field, he has his first hit of the night. And the Rainiers' sixth hit of this game. And now Colin Moran will be the hitter. Moran 0 for 3 today. Round Rock won the first game of this series yesterday, 10-2. The Rainiers trying to even it today. Here's a swing and a foul back by Moran. One of the stars of the Round Rock win last night was the rehabbing major leaguer, Leody Taveras, who hit a grand slam. He was activated by the Rangers today, so his rehab is over. The Rainiers don't have to worry about him anymore. 0-1 to Moran is fouled away. The Rangers actually had a big blow last night in their game against the Royals. Corey Seager, their star shortstop, had to leave the game, and he went on the injured list. I think it was a hamstring. It was a muscle pull. But he's on the IL now, and that's why they activated Leody Taveras. Next pitch down low to Moran. 1-2 to the Rainiers. DH today, Colin Moran. Now the pitch is a called strike three. Moran goes down looking at a breaking ball, and that's out number two. Mason McCoy will be next. McCoy is 1 for 3 so far. Right, here's a warming up. Nolan Blackwood in the bullpen. Now the pitch to McCoy is outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 coming. Swung on and rocked to left field. On the move is Fabian. It's over his head. It takes a bounce. It hits the fence. Shiner's coming to third. He's being waved in by Ferris. He's headed home. The relay to the plate from the shortstop. Shiner slides, and he's in there safely. The catcher, Huff, didn't field the throw cleanly. The ball popped out of his mitt. Taking third on the throw home is McCoy, and the Red Ears lead it 5-0. McCoy doubles over the head of the left fielder. And with two outs, Shiner was running on contact. Eric Ferris in the third base coach's box waved him in. I think that Shiner would have scored even if Huff had caught the throw cleanly and applied a tag. It looked to me like Shiner was going to get in there anyway. We'll never know because Huff didn't catch the throw cleanly. The ball popped out and fell to his feet. Pitch to Jose Caballero is inside for a ball, 1-0. So give McCoy credit for a double. He takes third on the throw home. McCoy with two doubles tonight, giving him 5 on this young season. He leads the team. Now a swing and a flare into shallow center field. Coming in and still coming in is Ortega. He can't get it. It drops in for a base hit, and McCoy scores. Caballero will take his fly ball single to center that drives in a run and makes it 6-0 Rainiers. Tacoma has now scored 5 of the 6 runs today with 2 outs. Caballero's 2 for 3 with 2 separate 2-out RBI singles. Here's Kian Wong. And this pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch coming. And it is in for a strike, 0-2 now. And a check swing, and Wong did not go around, says the base umpire. And it's now 1-2. In the bottom of the ninth, Round Rock's scheduled hitters are Sandro Fabian, Davis Wenzel, and Jonathan Ornelas. The 1-2 to Wong is inside, 2-2. Rainiers will be trying to pitch their second shutout of the season. Two-two pitch coming. And it is a called strike three to Wong on the outside edge, and that wraps up the top of the ninth. But insurance runs cross the plate for the Rainiers. Always a good idea in the Pacific Coast League. Get some insurance runs. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. It's Tacoma 6, Round Rock nothing.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rainiers leading Round Rock 6-0. New pitcher into the ballgame for the Rainiers. Right-hander Nolan Blackwood. His hit from the bullpen to make his second appearance for the Rainiers. The side-armer went 1 1/3 scoreless in his Tacoma debut. Right-hander out of Memphis in his first year of the Mariners system, and his first pitch to Sandro Fabian is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Blackwood had always been in the, well, in recent years, in the Tigers system and in the International League in his AAA experience, as he gets a foul tip from Fabian, 0-2. He pitched for Toledo in the International League the last 2 years, the Mudhens, legendary franchise. Here's his 0-2 pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air toward shallow left. Coming in is Shiner. He's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Blackwood retires the first batter he faces. And now Davis Wenzel is the hitter. Wenzel's 1-for-3. The Rainiers have used 6 pitchers in this game, and they have limited Round Rock to just 3 hits. Here's the pitch from Blackwood, and it is taken for a strike, 0-1. Blackwood now ready. And his next pitch is outside. Blackwood does not throw hard, but he hides the ball. He holds it behind his back. He really kind of waves his arm back there and then releases it from almost sidearm point. Sears a drive, foul down the left field line. counts. 0-1 to Wenzel. Now Blackwood's ready. Here's his next pitch. It's a called strike on the inside edge, and that was strike three. So Wenzel goes down looking. Two men are gone at the bottom of the ninth. There was a delayed call there. First off, the scoreboard had the count wrong and confused me. And then the umpire, I think, was preparing to call that a ball. It was right on the inside edge, and the automated system, which is an earpiece in his ear, called it a strike. So he had a delayed reaction calling it a strike. Here's the pitch to Ornelas, and it is in for a strike on the outside edge. 0-1 the count to Jonathan Ornelas, who's 0-1 with three walks tonight. Next pitch, swung on, hit in the air to center field, and back is Hernandez. He's there, and he makes the catch for the final out of the ball game. The right hitters are back in the win column. After back-to-back losses, they take this one and pitch their second shutout of the year. A three-hitter here in Round Rock, Texas, and Tacoma wins this ball game 6-0. Is the final score. Second shutout of the year pitched by the Red Hairs as Riley O'Brien, Taylor Saucedo, Matt Festa, Blake Wyman, J.B. Bukauskas, and Nolan Blackwood combine on the three-hit shutout. What a night for the Red Hairs pitching staff. Great game here. The Red Hairs even up this series in a game apiece. Game three of the six-game series is tomorrow night at 5:05 Pacific. We invite you to stay tuned. We'll recap the scoring in this one and look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Hairs postgame show coming up next.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Red Hairs win. They shut out Round Rock 6-0, the final score tonight at the Dell Diamond, and the Red Hairs even up this series at a game apiece. The day started with the news that the Seattle Mariners had called up the Red Hairs' scheduled starting pitcher for today's game, Darren McCacken. Congrats to him, but it put the Red Hairs in a bind. It meant that the team was going to have a bullpen day today. And this was a true bullpen game. Nobody took a larger block of innings or anything like that. This was just one reliever after another. No one went more than two innings. Everyone was very good today in one form or another. It started with Riley O'Brien. He went two scoreless innings and struck out four and had good control today, which was very nice to see. Then it was Taylor Saucedo with two scoreless innings, striking out three. He didn't allow a hit. It was 0-0, though, after four innings because the Red Deer's hitters were getting shut down by the Rangers pitching prospect Cole Wynn, who had allowed just one hit through four. And in the fifth inning, he got the first two batters to ground out in the infield, so there were two outs and no one on. Little did we know a rally was about to start. Mason McCoy yanked a double over the head of the left fielder with two outs. That started a rally. Jose Caballero was next. He singled sharply up the middle. It brought in McCoy from second base, and the Red Deers were on the board 1-0. It continued. Kian Wong drew a walk, putting runners at first and second. And then Cesar Hernandez got into a pitch and ripped it over the head of the right fielder for a two-run double, and the Rainiers were ahead 3-0. And that rally just developing out of nothing with two outs in the fifth, and suddenly the Rainiers had themselves a lead. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Matt Festo, who struggled with his control in the big leagues and got option two to Kelma, continued to struggle with his control. He walked two, got a strikeout, and then walked another, loading the bases with one out. It looked like a disaster was in the making, but no. He got Clint Frazier to bounce one back to him, and Festa started a double play, running it through the second baseman onto first to escape the jam and keep it 3-0 in the fifth. Then in the sixth, against a rehabbing major leaguer Josh Boers, Brian O'Keefe, leading things off, hit an opposite field home run to right center, and that gave the Red Deers an extra run, made it 4-0 in the sixth. O'Keefe's team-leading fifth homer of the year. He also had a double earlier in the game. It stayed 4-0 through the late innings. The Red Deers getting two scoreless innings of relief from Blake Wyman, another scoreless inning from J.B. Bukauskas, and we went to the ninth with the score still 4-0. The Red Deers added two insurance runs at the top of the ninth against hard-throwing right-hander Daniel Robert. Jake Shiner hit a one-out single, and then with two outs, McCoy doubled over the head of the left fielder, and it brought in Shiner from first base to make it 5-0. And then Jose Caballero singled to center, a fly ball that fell in shallow center for his second two-out RBI single of the game. That made it 6-0 in the ninth. And it became a question simply of would the Red Deers finish a shutout or not? And the answer was yes. Nathan Blackwood pitched a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the ninth, and that closed it out. The Red Deers shut out Round Rock today. 6-0 is the final score. Some final totals for you on today's ball game. For the victorious Red Deers, 6 runs on 8 hits. There was 1 error. They left 3 on base. Round Rock, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Winning pitcher is Taylor Saucedo. He's 1-0. His first win is a Rainier. The loss goes to Cole Wynn. He's 0-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours 26 minutes. The attendance, 4,430. With the win, the Red Deers improved to 6-4 on the season. Round Rock with the loss falls to the same record. They're also 6-4 on the season. These two teams meet again tomorrow night in Game 3 of this six-gamer. Starts at 5:05 Pacific. And on the mound for the Red Deers will be Easton McGee. And he'll be opposed by a Round Rock Express pitcher to be announced. No, they've announced it. It's a left-hander Bernardo Flores, a lefty, starts for Round Rock tomorrow. That just came in. So Flores, a lefty for the Express tomorrow against Easton McGee for the Red Deers. Red Deers win 6-0. Stick around. We're going to check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Rainiers win. They beat the Express 6-0. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners beat the Cubs 5-2 was the final score at Wrigley today. Logan Gilbert settling down the pitching staff. He went 6 2/3 and allowed one run, struck out seven, picked up his first win of the year. The Mariners beat Marcus Stroman, who'd been really tough so far this year. And they had homers from Teoscar Hernandez and Jared Kelnick. They were back-to-back in the eighth inning. Mariners ending a three-game losing streak. They pick up the win at Wrigley, and now they're off tomorrow and start a homestand up on Friday. Other finals on this day in the majors, a couple other interleague games. Astros beat the Pirates 7-0 behind Jose Urquidy, who tossed six scoreless. Corey Jolks hit his first major league home run for the Astros. And the Angels edged the Nationals 3-2 in Anaheim. Griffin Canning hadn't pitched in 22 months, coming back not from arm surgery but from a major back injury. He went five innings and allowed two runs and got the win. Actually, no, that was no decision for him, but still a good start. They didn't win it till the sixth when Logan O'Hop had a go-ahead RBI single, the Angels beating the Nats. In the American League, Twins defeat the White Sox 3-1. Sonny Gray gave them five scoreless innings. Minnesota's 8-4 to start the season. Yankees edged the Guardians 4-3 in Cleveland. Oswaldo Cabrera had the go-ahead RBI double with two outs at the top of the ninth inning to give the Yankees the lead, and they held on and won it. Oakland gets a win. They've been hard to get. They ended a six-game losing streak. They beat the Orioles today 8-4. Brent Rooker hit a three-run homer. Carlos Perez, longtime PCL player, up right now for Oakland. He had three hits and a homer for the A's. And Tampa, now 12-0, as they beat the Red Sox 9-7. Randy Arozarena with a three-run homer. Rookie Taj Bradley went five innings, struck out eight, got the win in his Major League debut. The Rays are 12-0. The Major League record to start the season is 13-0, done by the 82 Braves and the 1987 Milwaukee Brewers, also performing the feat. Toronto in the 10th knocks off Detroit 4-3. George Springer had the game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the 10th. At Kansas City, blasted Texas 10-1. MJ Melendez had two hits and three runs batted in. Vinny Pasquantino hit a homer for the Royals. In the National League, Pete Alonso hit a go-ahead homer in the fifth, his sixth homer of the season, and the Mets went on to beat the Padres 5-2. New York took two out of three in that rematch of a playoff series from last year. St. Louis defeats the Rockies at Coors Field 7-4. Nolan Arenado and Nolan Gorman hit homers. And Tyler Nolan O'Neill also hit one. Three homers for the Cardinals today. Diamondbacks defeat the Brewers 7-3. Lourdes Gurriel with a three-run shot. Dre Jameson gave him four scoreless in a start. The Marlins defeat the Phillies in 10 innings, 3-2. Brian De La Cruz with a go-ahead RBI single in the 10th for the Fish. And the Braves hold off the Reds 5-4. Eddie Rosario hit a tie-breaking homer in the eighth inning. That was a three-game series sweep for the Braves over the Reds. One night game in the majors today. That's it. Giants lead the Dodgers 3-0 after three innings of play in San Francisco. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Round Rock, Raiders win 6-0. We'll be back with a look at the PCL scores next.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right here's when they shut out Round Rock 6-0, the final score, and Tacoma evens up this series in a game apiece. Great to see some really good pitching today, and you know, the bullpen was fresh and ready for the most part in this one, and they needed to be because, you know, the starting pitcher got scratched. That's a problem. He got scratched because he got called up. That's Darren McCacken, and so the Rainiers had to make do. And the adjustment was just to go bullpen, bullpen, bullpen. No one goes more than two innings. They used six pitchers, and they combined on a three-hit shutout. Great day for the Red Ears, who pitched their second shutout of the year. Offensively, they scored five of the six runs on two-out hits. Brian O'Keefe doubled and homered. Big two-out, two-run double from Cesar Hernandez. And Mason McCoy, a pair of doubles, and scored two runs and also drove in another. Oh, and let's not forget Jose Caballero, two hits that each drove in runs with two outs. So good win for Tacoma all around, 6-0. Other games in the league, there were a couple day games today. Sugarland beat Oklahoma City 7-3, only the third loss for Oklahoma City. They have eight wins and three losses, best record in the league. Albuquerque's hot on their heels. They defeated El Paso 7-2. The Topes have seven wins and four losses on the year. And then the night games, Sacramento is leading Reno 5-1. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning at Greater Nevada. And Salt Lake's up early, 1-0 on Las Vegas. They're in the top of the third inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, we'll be back at it tomorrow. The Red Ears are starting Easton McGee, 1-0 with a 4.35 ERA. Coming off a really good start his last time out. And he'll be opposed by left-hander Bernardo Flores for Round Rock. Flores has not pitched much, no record of 20.25 ERA. That's a very limited action on the mound for Flores. So we'll get our first look at him. The Rainiers have not faced him before. That'll be tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. We'll start up the pregame show at 4:55. Rainiers win at 6-0. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Have a great night.